Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it and throws to home to get Gordon. Keltner moves to third. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesce hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell throws the ball into Boudreau, who relays the ball to Gordon, who tags Dobson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tebbets scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon bunts towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Doby moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Dave Ferris now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses pinch hits for Dave Ferris. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Johnson now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.